This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
My name is Beth and I'm 26. As a woman, I'm kind of conscious of the difference in sort of between, you know, men's and women's issues in Australia. I think too, being 26 and being single, not having kids, I'm at the stage where I'm seeing a lot of my friends start to move into longer term relationships or to committed relationships or, you know, marriage or whatever and having kids, and there does seem to be an increased awareness of that as a woman. Particularly when there seems to be a huge focus on that in the media. There's all those sort of statistics being bandied around about women staying sort of childless longer, staying, you know, unpartnered longer, and all those types of things. And there seems to be a bit of a beat up around that, which I think has probably made certainly a lot of women that I know far more conscious of those issues than they might have been otherwise. I have a lot of friends who I identify differently and who, you know, are gay, lesbian, straight, sort of whatever. I think that sort of experience, more than my own sexuality, has made me conscious of issues that I might not have been as a heterosexual woman if I hadn't, if you know what I mean. It's just sort of made me aware of the diversity of sexualities and of sexual identification and those types of things. And of also the way that certain things affect people differently. I have sort of straight female friends for whom marriage is quite a natural kind of seeming step. And then I have female friends who are lesbians who have a very different kind of attitude to that. I think being a woman in 2007 is probably such a... Being a woman at any time, there's such a diversity of experience. You know, I think even within Australia, there are so many factors that influence how you experience being a woman. And then internationally, there are even more factors again. So, well, I would hope that sort of at this stage in 2007, there's a lot more awareness about the diversity in women's experience, but also the kind of commonality, or at least a sort of sense of solidarity or unity as women, to recognise women's agency while also being able to support women across the world in whatever their struggles and further their aims in any way possible. And I think that International Women's Day is about bridging some of the gaps, being able to respect those differences and respect people's kind of cultural differences and cultural affiliation, while also having a focus on women's rights and women's progress.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.